News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on a rainy Monday morning, but that's okay because it's not raining in the studio. And ADX Digital Marketing is what we're going to be talking about next with one of my favorite people, Tasca King.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, it's not exactly, we had the Chamber of Commerce on earlier. It's not exactly a Chamber of Commerce kind of day, but hey, we need a break.
We do. I think it's good. You know, the grass needs it. The ground needs it. The trees need it. Well, I've seen a lot of dead leaves.
Thirsty leaves.
Trees that are thirsty. That's a better way to put it, yes.
For sure. Well, this is the beginning of the month. It's a Monday. People are getting back into the groove. Their vacations are over. The kids are going back to school. And I'm thinking this might be a really good time to take a look at what is your plan, your marketing plan for the rest of the year.
Exactly. I mean, whether you want to do a back-to-school campaign, of course, you know, back-to-school doesn't have to be just for 1 week or whatever. Or, you know, like back-to-school, I believe the tax-free is, are they doing the whole month?
Yeah, the whole month.
The whole month.
Which is incredible.
I remember when it was just 2 or 3 days when it first became a thing.
You know, and I also learned that they are having now tax-free for the entire year certain hurricane-ready items.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know that because we used to do it in May. They used to have that a couple of weeks in May.
We did.
Tax-free, but now I think there's some things like generators, batteries. There's certain things that are tax-free year-round.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Of course, I already have my generator.
Yep. Well,
and I hope it still works. It worked during Sally, so.
Yeah, let's just pray. We just keep it in the garage. Let's
exactly.
Hope for that.
Exactly.
So then back to the marketing. So yeah, this is the time.
And it's first of the month, so one thing we like to do at the first of every month is talk about kind of back to the basics. Back to the basics. Exactly. You hear us talking about all these different angles and different products and things that are ways that you can reach people. And let's just talk about what do we have to offer.
Okay.
What are, and we call them products, but basically each product is a type of a campaign.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a physical product.
Right. So there are a lot of different choices. You're not stuck with one thing.
Exactly.
And what I love about what you do is you can sit down with someone and say, well, this would be best for you, and let's throw in a little, and you come up with a whole package and a
exactly,
plan.
Exactly. And we're going to sit down and talk with you about what is your goal. Mm-hmm. We're going to ask you these questions before we start saying, are telling you which product we recommend.
Right, right. Now, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And so that means that first consultation, as you said many times, is not a sales pitch.
It is not a sales pitch. It is a meeting of the minds where we get to know your business, mm-hmm. we get to know your goals and what, you know, what have you been doing in the past, what has worked, what did not work, and how can we take that experience and turn it into a really good campaign for you, mm-hmm. knowing, you know, which direction you're going with your business, and that's what we want to do.
And so the difference here is that we've talked about strategies in other shows, but today we're specifically talking about the products that are available.
The types of campaigns that we have.
Okay.
So let's start with
that. Yeah, what do we got?
You know, the best place to always start is a basic display, a targeted display ad. And when I say start, I mean start by explaining all of our products.
Mm-hmm.
A targeted display ad is the evolution of what used to be the banner ad.
Right.
Back when you used to buy an ad and it was on a specific website, now you're not buying, you're not doing that anymore. You are buying the people that are going to those websites, no matter what website they go to.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of paying $300 to be on, you know, 50 websites or whatever, you're paying a much lower cost to be on thousands of websites and apps. But the main thing is we're reaching the people who we know are a target for you and your business. And they fit the profile that we come up with when we have that first meeting.
Which is so amazing to me that the technology that mm-hmm. you can do that now. So you're not wasting your money.
You're right. You're right. So just targeted display ads will go across all devices. And they appear on websites and apps using the targeting strategies. And we'll talk about those strategies again in just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Native ads, very, very similar to display ad. The exact same way targeting is done exactly the same way. The only difference is a native display ad goes across all devices and matches the look, feel, and context of the website or app that they are seen on. So, in other words, we don't create an ad for a native campaign. We let the basically not really AI, but that we have elements that we put in mm-hmm. that include will include your logo, it'll include a graphic, it'll include information, it'll include a click-through button to try to get them to engage and click on that ad to go to your website.
Right.
The great thing about that is it looks like the context, like I just said, it's subliminal. One of my favorite
My favorite
products are the subliminal products. Mm-hmm. So if you want to reach somebody, you want to get into their head before they realize they're seeing an ad and can have by then it's too late to discount it. Or
that happens
past
to me all the time because I'll be scrolling through something and then I'll realize I've clicked on an ad.
Yep.
But what happens, I'm not mad about it because it's usually something I want.
Right.
It's usually something I'm interested
in. And there's
a
reason. That's how the targeted thing works. So, mm-hmm. yeah. Okay. So that's native and display. And those are your basic, your basic evolution of the banner ads.
Gotcha.
Okay. Then we have mobile conquesting. Mobile conquesting is using location-based demographic and behavioral targeting to reach consumers with display and video ads on their mobile devices. Now, with a mobile conquesting campaign, all the ads are going to be seen on a phone. And that is also the best product if you want to utilize geofencing. Mm-hmm. Geofencing is one of our targeting strategies where you draw a virtual fence around a place where people gather and serve ads to those people inside that fence.
So they might be at a concert, let's say, and they're going to get ads at mm-hmm. that concert that have to do with product that you're trying to sell to
the concert. They could be downtown at gallery night.
Right.
They could be shopping at your competitor if you want to geofence your competitor.
Okay.
So there's so many different ways we could utilize geofencing.
But ad will be right up on their phone.
Exactly. And mobile conquesting is the best way to utilize the geofencing strategy. Okay. We also have a social mirror ads. I know we talked about that a little bit last week. Social mirror is ads that look like your social media display and appears on other websites and apps across all devices. Now, again, those ads do not appear on the social platform. They appear off the platform. But another one of those subliminal products where you think you are on Facebook or Instagram and you get the message in your brain before you realize that you're seeing an ad.
Right.
Okay. All right. Then we have Facebook and Instagram showing your display ads or showing your ads across all devices on Facebook and Instagram or any of the Facebook advertising platforms. Mm-hmm. So that is our Meta product where we can utilize Facebook and Instagram. Let's see. We also have TikTok, and we have LinkedIn,
mm-hmm.
and we have YouTube. So all of those are all of the social platform campaigns that we have access to.
That's amazing when you think about it.
I know. It's crazy.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back in just a couple minutes talking with Tasca King about all the products available to you through ADX Digital Marketing. If you're hearing her talk about something and you're thinking, now how does that work, or you have a question, feel free to text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Happy Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and Tasca King is here, our expert on ADX digital marketing, talking about the products this rainy Monday morning. Tell us more.
Okay, well, since it's a rainy Monday morning, most of us would like to be, cuddled up inside on our sofa watching TV. So let's talk about video.
Oh, yay, what a segue. You're smooth,
girl. Okay.
You're smooth.
So CTV, we used to call it OTT. But CTV means connected TV. That is basically running ads within streaming programming. That is video programming transmitted via the internet. This is not going to run on traditional cable or broadcast or satellite. You can do a 15 or 30 second ad, and it will be streamed content on connected TVs. So if you're watching anything on a Fire Stick, if you're watching on Roku,
mm-hmm.
If you're watching on Sling, any of those, that's where your opportunity is going to be that are people that are watching programming on those platforms. That's where those ads are going to show. I watch it all the time. Right now I'm in the middle of watching a program that's on Pluto. And I know, but I'm watching it every day because it's a series, and
right?
I'm trying to get through the series. And of course, I'm seeing lots of ads on Pluto. I'm prospecting. So anyway, that being said, connected TV, I mean, I think that's one of the best ways to go. If you have got a commercial that is ready to go, then we need to talk to us about getting that commercial out to the masses through their behaviors and your targeting. In addition to connected TV, we also have Amazon Premium. That includes Prime.
Wow. And we I think that's huge.
And we now have YouTube Plus. That includes YouTube TV.
That's huge.
So both of those, or all of those, just keep in mind that we're going to use those targeting strategies to get to the people that you want us to get to. Mm-hmm. So it won't be like when you run an ad on cable or on a broadcast TV station where you just hope the right people are watching that program when your ad runs. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work that way. Just like, and I've given you this example before. If you are watching, what's a good example? If you're watching Dexter on Paramount Plus,
right?
And I'm watching Dexter on Paramount Plus, and we're watching it at the same time, chances are when the ad break happens, we're not going to see the same ad.
Interesting.
Because I'm targeted for certain ads, mm-hmm. and you're targeted for certain ads, and we don't live in the same zip code. So chances are we're going to see different ads. And whereas if we were watching Dexter on Channel 3 or wherever,
which like a main broadcast channel,
right, a broadcast channel, then we would see the same ads.
Yeah, because that's what it used to be, the same ads all the time.
Exactly, exactly. People don't do appointment listening anymore. I mean, appointment viewing anymore. It's all about watching the shows you want to watch at your convenience. That's why we want to target the people you want to target.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that covers video. We've got connected TV, Amazon Prime, Amazon Video, and as well as YouTube TV and YouTube Video. Okay, in addition to that, let's also talk about digital out-of-home. Digital out-of-home advertising is a new modern way to reach audiences outside their homes through digital screens in public places. Examples of those are when you stop to get gas and they've got a video screen and you start seeing ads. That as soon as you activate that gas pump, those ads start running.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the digital billboards that you see around town. UDN, what it used to be called UDN, those are those video screens that are inside restaurants convenience stores. I mean, there's lots of different places around where these video...
Airport.
The airport. So there's lots of different places where these digital out-of-home ads can run. We also have online audio. If you like to listen to podcasts, mm-hmm. then you want to talk about looking into an online audio campaign. Or if your customer base listens to a lot of podcasts,
right,
then you can reach them through online audio. So we can reach the people that are listening to podcasts. We can reach people who are listening to Spotify, people who are listening to TuneIn. I mean, almost all of the online audio platforms out there, the only one we do not have access to is Pandora.
Okay.
So then we also have several other programs that are available. We have geoframing. That's when you go back in time and capture to a previous event and try to capture the cell phones that were in that event. So one example that I like to use is, say you are a shoe store and you sell sneakers or mm-hmm. running shoes.
Right.
Why wouldn't you capture the double bridge run?
Oh,
we could do
brilliant.
That.
You can do
we
that.
We can go back to you can go back to up to 6 months.
Wow.
So we can go back and say, okay, for the day of the double bridge run, we can either do from midnight to midnight, or we can say from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., whatever. We want to capture everything that was that did the run,
right.
that was involved in the run, by mm-hmm. drawing that, similar to the geofencing.
That's
because
amazing,
you draw
really.
That virtual fence and then go capture that. So that's really cool. Then we also have, we can do Google Pay-Per-Click. We can do SEO, that's search engine optimization, where we can help to organically push your website to the top of the screen mm-hmm. when someone is doing a search. And then one of our newer products is Website Visitor ID. And that's where we collect information from your website traffic and identify the information about the users and share that with you. So that gives you information about people who are going to your website.
That's amazing. It really is. All of these techniques are incredible. Mm-hmm. If I wanted to look up the information, can I go to the website?
Yes, absolutely.
So that would be adxdigitalmarketing.com.
adxdigitalmarketing.com.
Okay, so we're going to come back. We've got a few more things to tell you about ADX Digital Marketing and how it can serve you and your business right here on Pep Talk. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking about ADX digital marketing this Monday morning with Tasca King. Okay, hey. So a few things to can tell us about that we haven't covered yet.
Yep, so we have talked about the different types of campaigns we can run. Now let's talk about the targeting strategies and how we are going to find the right people for you. Okay, so we're going to start out with geography. We always start with geography. So if you get all of your business within a 10-mile radius or a 20-mile radius, or if you just want to advertise within a few certain zip codes, we can do that. If you want to advertise all over the 2-county or the 3-county area, we can do that. If you want to advertise outside the market, we can do that. We've done campaigns outside the market. We can advertise anywhere in the country that you want to advertise. So we're going to start with that geography. Then we're going to layer in the targeting strategies. And those include behaviors. That's, you know, what people do online and offline to show us what their behaviors are, what their interests are. And we're going to take that. Then we're going to layer in most of our products, keywords. If someone is, you're going to give us a list of your keywords for your business. And if someone's reading an article that contains that keyword, then we're going to assume that they could be a target, and we are a prospect, and we're going to show them your ad. And then we are going to talk about website retargeting, and that is when someone goes to your website but they don't do anything.
Right.
Then we're going to start following them around. I know we're not going to stalk them.
Right.
We're just going to follow them, show them the ad. Try to get them back to your website so that they will do something. And we do put frequency caps. So we're not going to target them forever and ever and ever. We're not only going to show them the ad a certain number of times, and then if they still don't do anything, we're going to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also have AI. That is using machine learning to pick up some prospects that we may have otherwise missed. In addition to that, we can do a custom audience match. If you have got a list of prospects, then we can match up that list of prospects and find those people. And then we can do geofencing with most of our products as well. Like I said earlier, geofencing works best with mobile conquesting. That is what that particular product is designed for, geofencing. But you can do it as part of your targeting strategy on some of our other products.
Excellent. We've covered a lot of ground today. Tasca, you've done a great job explaining everything. Tell us, how do we get involved? Who do we contact?
Give us a call here, 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne, and he'll connect you with one of our digital experts. And we'll come out and explain to you how all this works without a sales pitch.
There you go. Thank you so much. This is Monday. And we will be back again with you on Tuesday tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock on News Radio 92.3 with Pep Talk with Meg. Hope you have a great Monday.